What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So apparently the Chechen leader is saying he's ready to quit his job in order to go over and protect Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. And apparently more and more people are picking up on all this talk coming out of Israel about how it's their destiny to take over the Temple Mount and tear down Al-Aqsa and start building the third temple that will herald the arrival of the Messiah. And again, there actually was a third temple built, but the Messiah didn't show up. So they said, well, that just counts as a renovation, really. That's just a renovation. So we're going to build a new third temple, and the Messiah will show up. Okay, now then. A lot of people expressing concern over the laws being passed by Congress that will criminalize support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, will criminalize boycotting Israel at all. And the punishments in these bills are staggering. Americans supporting boycotts of Israel over its human rights violations could be hit with fines up to $1 million and 20 years in jail. Now, obviously, this is a slap in the face of that First Amendment, and people ought to be looking at that. And, you know, the irony is back in 1933, the Zionists had absolutely no problem with boycotting Germany when they tried to organize a global boycott against Germany to destroy its economy. And that was okay. But you look at the crimes being committed by Israel. They have no intention of stopping. They just want everybody to stop talking about them. And we have all these traitors to the Constitution in Washington, D.C., who are willing to throw the Bill of Rights into the shredder to please their masters in Tel Aviv. We are under puppet rule. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the federal government, the Congress, are far more concerned with pleasing Israel than pleasing the American people. And I think it is time for that to stop. Okay, now then, moving right along here. Interesting article. Kevin Barrett is out with a new analysis of 9/11, saying that 9/11, along with launching the wars as desired by the Project for the New American Century, had a much broader goal of starting the campaign of Islamophobia in the United States. And remember, after the World Trade Towers were destroyed, there was also the anthrax scare, where the anthrax was being mailed to various politicians and media individuals with envelopes and letters that looked like they had been written by semi-literate Muslim people, semi-literate in English. Of course, then it turned on out the anthrax that was in it came from the United States Biological Weapons Laboratory, and that whole thing fell apart. But obviously, Israel's goal is to get us all to hate the Muslims. They actually have a special unit in their military that is trained to impersonate various Arab Muslim forces in order to carry out false flags. And you have to wonder, how many times have we been suckered by that? Now, getting back over to Pakistan, you have to wonder about what's going on. Apparently, Pakistani police have arrested 25 members of an informal village council who apparently ordered the rape of a 16-year-old girl as revenge for her brother's rape of another girl. And what was it Gandhi used to say? If we do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, soon the entire world will be blind and toothless. And I think that probably describes it best of all. Again, in Pakistan, their prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, resigned earlier today after the country's Supreme Court disqualified him from holding office over corruption issues. So the Supreme Court said, you are fired. And Sharif said, you can't fire me, I resign. But however it came about, we need more of that over here. I hope they nail Netanyahu for that corruption. And I do hope that Sessions is fired and replaced with somebody who's really going to bare their teeth and go after the corrupted people in our government, because there are so many of them. And they are destroying this nation with their greed. Now, over in Saudi Arabia, the ascendancy, if you will, of Crown Prince bin Salman is not going along smoothly. And apparently there is a geopolitical contest going on. Some parts of Saudi Arabia want to go back to the old Crown Prince. And there's a major faction fight that threatens to actually break into an internal strife over there. And that might take Saudi Arabia out of the game. Certainly would give them a reason to pull out of Yemen and end that nonsense. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Story coming out of the real news. Trump's fantasy military budget hides the real costs. And we know that as much money as is being poured into the military that is acknowledged, there's actually a lot more hidden budgets, black budgets. And apparently the gist of the story right now is that in order to get around Pentagon budget caps imposed by law, they're using the foreign war budget, which doesn't have a cap, as a slush fund. They throw money in there, and then it goes from there back to the Pentagon for things like weapons development. We're going to take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you talking about this, Senate Bill 720, I believe, where all these Republicans and Democrats are finally coming together on something.
Yes, amazing, isn't it?
It's illegal to boycott Israel. I mean, I think that really tells us where the road leads to. And I don't know this for a fact. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb, because I've heard a couple other people mention it over the past 24 hours. There has not been one word of this matter coming out from the InfoWars group. Isn't that amazing?
I was unaware of that because I don't spend a lot of time over there, but that would be very interesting. But again, early in his career, Alex Jones made a YouTube video. I think it's still up at YouTube, where he just says, I'm a supporter of Israel, and I always will be. And, of course, immediately after that, his operation got a lot of funding coming on in. But let's leave Alex Jones out of the equation here. Your first comment was right on mark. We have a Congress that can't agree on health care. We have a Congress that cannot agree on tax relief. We have a Congress that can't agree on how they're going to help the homeless and hungry in this country. But anything Israel asks for, nearly unanimous vote. Cynthia McKinney used to say that if you were a freshman congressman, you were literally required to swear an oath of allegiance to Israel, or you were not going to be allowed to sit in your chair. And I find that absolutely aberrant. And having spoken to Cynthia McKinney on many occasions, I don't think she's lying about that.
No, it rings true to me. She sounds very credible. One more thing. I heard someone was referring to a Rasmussen poll last Friday. It was a guy named Owen Stroyer. He was hosting a radio show, and he said that this recent Rasmussen poll had stated that the American people's outlook, they're happier than ever before, and then he immediately tied that to the Trump presidency. And something about that just didn't ring true to me. What's your take on that?
Well, every time somebody comes out with a poll that the people are happy, a lot of people are going to try and take credit for it for their own particular candidate, their party, their agenda. I'm surprised that Rasmussen came out with this result, because All the other polls are showing that the American people are struggling economically. They have no confidence that the future is going to be any better. Everyone's concerned about the coming wars. But we know that polls exist in two flavors. And there are the internal polls, ones that actually do try and measure the opinion of the American people. And those results are kept internal to the political system. Then you have the external polls. These are polls that are designed to manufacture and persuade the American public that everything is going really good. And those are just as rigged as the elections and the unemployment numbers and the news.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day. We're going to let you go. The United States is now urging all of its citizens to leave Venezuela as Maduro urges the opposition to start a dialogue. Maduro is trying to head off a full-on civil war, and he has to know now this is a U.S.-backed operation because the head of the CIA admitted the United States is carrying out another regime change operation in Venezuela. And the State Department is now withdrawing all the U.S. diplomatic personnel and their family members. So it looks like Venezuela is going to become the new Syria. So let's talk about the economic news here, because the numbers really are not good. Total government and personal debt in the United States has hit $41 trillion with a T. And to give you an idea of just what kind of a total number that is, it works out to almost $330,000 per American household. That represents 5 years of the median annual income, meaning to pay off all that debt. We'd all have to have jobs. We'd all have to be working. We wouldn't eat. We wouldn't have clothes. We wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have a place to live. And then 5 years later, the debt would be paid off. That's how bad it really is. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Europe is absolutely not on board with all of these sanctions against Russia, North Korea, and Iran, but especially Russia. The sanctions that are already in place have caused a huge amount of damage economically. And France is saying these are not legal. Brussels is saying we're really under no obligation to go along. And now Germany is talking about counter-sanctions and a trade war between the European Union and the United States. And it would be bad. And yes, that's true. And the danger here is that trade wars, economic wars, are just one step away from shooting war. Okay, I'm getting word now that Priebus is now out as White House Chief of Staff. And apparently General Kelly is in. Hopefully some more details will be coming for it. I'm going to, next commercial break, I'll look for that. Wells Fargo. Good old Wells Fargo. If you ever wonder if a banking institution is crooked, well, you can stop asking questions. It turns out they all pretty much are. Now, Wells Fargo, as you know, got caught stealing millions of dollars from its customers with crooked overdraft fees, creating fraudulent accounts, threatened to fire and blackball employees who tried to stop the frauds. They defrauded broke mortgage borrowers. It turns out they also defrauded 800,000 car loan customers with car loans, forcing 274,000 of them into delinquency and wrongfully repossessing, which is a polite way of stealing, 25,000 of their cars. Did you know in the French Revolution, long before the nobility and the nobility and the royalty went to the guillotine, the revolutionaries were killing the bankers? It wasn't a coincidence. Rand Paul is out there saying the failure to repeal Obamacare means premiums will continue to skyrocket. The health insurance companies do not have a reason to stop. You are still required to buy those Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies. And the costs are going up. The deductibles are sky high. These are basically useless. The health insurance companies have come out with a very expensive, useless product. And as is always the case when somebody has a very expensive, useless product, they get the government to order you to buy it. We found a video from about a year ago. We put it up as a flashback on what really happened, where John McCain is down there on the floor of the Senate chastising the Democrats for refusing to acknowledge what a total failure Obamacare is. And yet yesterday he voted against the repeal. He was the deciding vote. If he'd voted the other way, it would have been repealed. Can you say corruption, little children? I knew you could. He either got very nice treatment from the health insurance company lobbyists, or in the last year, he has fattened up his stock portfolio with health insurance corporate stock, but for whatever reason, he sold out. And it's having a real-world cost. This is a very sad story. And apparently, there was a couple, 53-year-old chiropractor, 50-year-old wife, and apparently they were in financial trouble. Their business had just closed. And they committed suicide by jumping out of the window of their recently closed ninth-floor office, just a block from the Empire State Building. And in the note that they left behind, they said, we've had a wonderful life. We're ending it because they can't afford health care. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers. First of all, I want to backtrack on something I mentioned yesterday about iTunes and the payment. The interface is non-intuitive, but as it turned out, it worked the way it was supposed to, and I paid for these few apps out of the gift cards that I'd bought there. So that it showed up this morning. Apparently, they do the reconciliation overnight. So that's how that worked. One of the problems with the updates is that a lot of the apps we'd already bought and paid for on the older, Claire's older iPad and my older iPhone had to be updated. And all of a sudden, we're getting all these warnings on apps that are working on our various devices. You click on them and it says, warning, this has to be updated for iOS 11. Okay, that's going to be fine. Unfortunately, a lot of these app developers have gone out of business. There won't be a version of these very useful tools for iOS 11. And it almost seems like Apple has gone down the dark road right alongside Microsoft of planned and forced obsolescence to get you to buy the same thing over and over and over and over again. Now, again, that being said, the hardware is it's amazing. It's so much faster and better than what we had before. I'm very impressed with the hardware. And I'm very glad to have Claire back on an iPhone after that junky Android interface. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come on back, apparently people are starting to analyze Google's new search algorithm. And they're finding a built-in bias, which is not going to be much of a surprise to anybody at all. So we're going to be talking more about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, all of a sudden it's turning into a dramatic news day. The corporate media is now confirming Priebus is out as White House Chief of Staff, as well he ought to be. And he was allowed to resign, but everybody understands this was a White House chief of staff that was stabbing his own president in the back. Almost reminds me of the movie Dave. And Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is the new White House chief of staff. So lots of transitions going on over there. For some reason, this is being reported over in Investment Watch blog, the Democrats abruptly shut down the Senate Russia panel. And there's a video there with more details. It's featuring Hawaii's Senator Hirono. Apparently, the GOP was starting to ask questions that they didn't really want to have answered. So that's been shut down as well. Lieutenant Colonel Schaffer is out there saying there is now evidence that Debbie Wasserman Schultz used one of the Awan brothers for malevolent activities against Bernie Sanders. So now we know why Debbie Wasserman Schultz is feeling so nervous right now. And one of two things is going to happen. She's going to make a deal and turn state's evidence for whoever's going to be replacing Jeff Sessions, or she's going to get really, really depressed and commit suicide by stabbing herself in the back 16 times. Getting on back to computers. Article that came on out of WSWS.org. Basically, people are analyzing Google's new search algorithm, and they find out that it is de-emphasizing conservative and even extreme progressive websites. Basically, the Google search algorithm is presenting results that are in line with the official statements found in the New York Times and the Washington Compost. So Google is now a gatekeeper, which is why so many people are turning away from Google and going to the alternative search engines here. Now, one thing Google did do is they've uncovered and they're working to block malware that's being used to spy on Android users. And the malware is called Lipizzan. And apparently, indications inside the code track it back to an Israeli technical company called Equus Technologies, which offers tailor-made innovative solutions for law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and national security organizations. And apparently, this malware was just all over the place so that somebody somewhere could be spying on you. So let's talk about radiation here. And let's get some callers calling in here. 800-313-9443. Over in St. Louis, there is a Superfund site. And it was declared a Superfund cleanup in 1990. But nothing has been done. They don't know how to clean up this radioactive waste. And now it's leaching out. And what this site is, this was a radioactive waste dump that goes all the way back to the Manhattan Project and the building of the first nuclear weapon. And back then, the attitude is we've got to win the war and we don't care what the long-term consequences are. Just dig a hole, put the stuff in there, we'll deal with it later. And it is now much, much later, way too late. The material is leaching out into the local environment and nobody knows how to do anything about it. Same thing that we're seeing over in Fukushima, where they have had to go back to just dumping radioactive wastewater into the ocean. At this point, all of these different governments are so caught up in the immediate necessity of not going bankrupt because of the private central banks, they're not thinking anywhere in the long term. This decision to dump fracking water into the Gulf of Mexico, for example. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, big doings in Washington, D.C. And the corporate media is still going on about how Priebus apparently resigned officially yesterday. And it was kept secret until Air Force One landed at Andrews earlier today. Then the announcement started coming on out. It's also coming on out that Priebus, you need to understand just how powerful that chief of staff position is, because that's the guy who's controlling the door to the Oval Office. If he doesn't want you to see the president, you won't. And apparently one of the big stinks that were going on between Priebus and Scaramucci was Priebus was simply scratching Scaramucci off the president's schedule. So Scaramucci couldn't get together with Trump and find out what he should be talking to the media about. Now, Roger Stone is out there reminding us all that Priebus was instrumental in getting Robert Mueller appointed as a special counsel. Now, Donald Trump appointed Priebus as White House Chief of Staff. He was former head of the Republican National Committee. And a lot of people were saying, you don't want to do this. This guy, when he was in running the Republican Party last year, was openly hostile to the Trump presidency. He wanted somebody else like Ted Cruz, who couldn't actually qualify under the Constitution. So why are you bringing this person on in. And the conventional wisdom was that Trump wanted an opportunity to become friends with Priebus in order to build support within the Republican Party leading into 2020. And again, this is an example of Donald Trump's extreme naivete. He comes from the world of business. People behave a certain way in business. People react a certain way in business. But it's a whole different world in Washington, D.C. politics. It's not really a swamp. It's a snake pit. And Trump is finally realizing that he had some of the snakes a little too close to home. Now, apparently, according to George Webb, the Awan brothers, Imran Awan, the one who was arrested trying to flee back to Pakistan, is apparently connected both to Pakistani intelligence and to Hezbollah. And yet they let this guy inside the Congress with access to all the congressional computers. And apparently there's been an investigation going all the way back to February that shows just how bad this issue is. When it all comes on out, everybody's going to be saying, how did this guy even get in the country, let alone get hired to work inside the Capitol building? Apparently, it has come on out that this Imran Awan subscribed to a pedophile-centric YouTube channel. I'm surprised YouTube has that. But it's coming out of the Gateway Pundit. It's just amazing. Maybe everybody in Washington, D.C. is so corrupt that they just didn't notice another one coming on in there. But a lot of people are now starting to look at this issue that Debbie Wasserman Schultz continued to pay Imran as an advisor for 5 months after he was kicked out of the House of Representatives computer system. Did she really just like him that much? Or did he have something on her? Did he have additional copies of the emails? Did he have copies of Hillary Clinton's 30,000 missing emails? It's going to be interesting to see how much can be recovered from those smashed up hard drives. Because you can take a hammer to a hard drive and you can make that outer case look like a disaster. But those rotors are very well protected inside. And if you don't physically open up the drive and go after the rotor, you might be surprised to find there's a lot of information still there. A lot of people seem to be very, very scared about that. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer is out there saying the Awan brothers sent sensitive intelligence to the Muslim Brotherhood. Also out there, again, another confirmation. Awan brothers helped Wasserman Schultz screw Bernie Sanders' campaign, taught her how to disguise her voice on phone calls, the ones that were going down to the lawyers handling the class action lawsuit. Wow, it is just, it's just amazing. Judicial Watch has just released a document they've obtained under the Freedom of Information Act from Health and Human Services. And the documents are confirming something we knew before, that the problems with healthcare.gov, the Obamacare website, they knew that there were problems. They knew it wasn't ready to launch. And there was a story that came on out shortly after the launch and the disaster it turned into about how President Obama was told this thing is not ready to go. And he literally said it's going to open on the day I say it's going to open on. It just turned into another disaster. Blacklisted News is out there saying Amazon drones will scan your home while they're delivering. I assume they mean the outside. And then you've got your Roomba robot vacuum cleaner scanning the home on the inside. WikiLeaks has released more CIA tools for the stealthy hacking of Apple's operating system. Just amazing. It goes on and on. All right, so let's pull on back here and do a recap of what's been going on. It's easy to get lost in the details. We know that the current American political scene is dominated by this little clique, which I call the narcocracy. And it's the Clintons and the Bushes and their close associates. And it goes all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s, which was the northern end of a gun-running operation run by the CIA to supply arms to the Nicaraguan Contras. Now, this was illegal under the Boland Amendment. And so in order to fund this covert operation and keep it out of the eyes of the Congress and the public, they were bringing literally tons of cocaine back into the United States of America along that same smuggling pipeline. And that cocaine was then sold to your children, and the money was laundered through a loose connection, collection of banks like Morgan Guarantee, land flip deals like Whitewater, Castle Grand, Flowerwood, and eventually resurfaced as Arkansas government checks from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, supposedly as business development loans, except the loans were never repaid. At the end of every month, the books were simply zeroed out. That was the money machine. And the checks were being given out to all these companies that were building and supplying not only the guns for the Contras, but other things like components for small aircraft with hidden compartments to smuggle the drugs back in. And, of course, everyone along the way was getting insanely rich, untraceable drug money. And it was just a huge, huge scam. And then Eugene Hassenfuss's plane crashed, and he admitted to the Nicaraguans what was going on. It was an American supply operation, illegal, to the Contras, and it triggered what was called the Iran-Contra scandal. And they tried to put the focus on Iran and Gorbinifar and all those other people, and they were holding congressional hearings. And anytime they started getting near any of those Arkansas airports or anything connected to the drug running, chairman of the investigation, Hawaii's Senator Daniel Inouye, would shout executive session. They'd close the doors, kick the public and the press out. That was the part that the public was not supposed to know about, that a big supplier of illegal drugs to our children was the U.S. government itself. Gary Webb, of course, documented all of this in his five-part series in the San Jose Mercury News called Dark Alliance, which was then picked up and reprinted all over the internet. And Gary Webb was attacked by all the corporate media. How dare you say such things about our government? You're insulting, you're implying our government engages in such things, even though they had been caught red-handed doing it. And ultimately, Gary Webb was suicided. And then you had Sally Denton and Roger Morse, who acquired Barry Seal's paperwork. Now, Barry Seal fit into this. Barry Seal was one of the pilots that was flying the guns down to Nicaragua and bringing them back. And I understand there's a new movie out about him. Tom Cruise is starring, and I'm sure they're going to completely spin this story around. But Barry Seal was one of the drug-running pilots, and he actually got careless, and he got caught by the authorities. And in order to avoid going to jail, he agreed to allow the DEA to put hidden cameras on his aircraft, and he caught some of the Nicaraguan high government officials actually helping to load the plane with drugs. It was a huge, huge scandal. And ultimately, Barry Seal himself was killed. Now, the paperwork he'd collected on all of this wound up in the hands of two reporters, Sally Denton and Roger Morse, and they wrote up an article, The Crimes of MENA, and they worked primarily for the Washington Post, and they took this story into the Washington Post along with all of Barry Seal's supporting documentation, and the Washington Post lawyers fact-checked it, and they cleared it for publication. The Washington Post lawyers said the story is solid. They can prove everything that's in it. And the story was then spiked by the Washington Post's then managing editor, Bob Kaiser, who was a fellow Skull and Bones alumni with President George Herbert Walker Bush. You see how it all starts to tie together? And eventually, Sally Denton and Roger Morris got the article published in Penthouse Magazine. And the article is very good. It's very, remember, it was cleared for publication in the Washington Post. And because it was published in the Penthouse, the Washington Post could turn around and say, oh, you don't want to listen. It's published in a magazine filled with naked women. And it's softcore porn. You shouldn't even look at that. So even back then, the corporate media, the Washington Post, were protecting the narcocracy. And the Bushes and the Clintons had acquired enough money to start reshaping America's political system to their own design. And their design was to simply hand the White House off one to each other to make it look like there was still a choice out there. And Obama got in on them in 2008, wound up with the presidency, while Hillary regrouped. And even last year, early in the campaign, we know it's going to be Hillary on the Democratic side. Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush. And unfortunately, Jeb Bush couldn't get that deer in the headlight look out of his eyes, and he basically self-destructed. He didn't have the ability to connect with the voters. And then they were out there with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and all these other people. And Ted Cruz and Donald Trump just kept plodding along and plodding along, and the media kept attacking him and attacking him. And one of the reasons they're so upset with Donald Trump's victory is because the corporate media, as Mika Brzezinski says, the job of the corporate media is to control what the American people are thinking. And the corporate media was trying to get the American people to think, yes, we're going to vote for Hillary. And they failed miserably. And they are in trouble with their corporate masters, the people who sign all those paychecks. And now they're desperate to somehow redeem themselves and get it back with all this Russia-Trump nonsense. Because if they can get Trump out of the White House, they can sort of kind of maybe claim victory. Yes, we're still able to control what America thinks. But they are in a panic over there. I have a feeling things are going to get very, very interesting. Because the corporate media itself is self-destructing. They're stonewalling on all of these other stories, except for Fox News. Fox News is finally starting to cover this stuff. But the more they stonewall and just do Trump, Russia, Russia, Trump, Trump, Russia, they're killing themselves. 6% of them, only 6% of Americans think the Russia story is important. And that includes the ones who think it's a bunch of nonsense, as well as those who think it might have merit. But it's Russia-Trump burnout. You can only pound a story into people's heads so many times before they simply turn off. The repetition is good up to a point. This is something we learn in advertising. Repetition is good up to a point. After that, you need to start finding something new, or your people are just going to tune you out. And the fact that the New York Slimes, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN are not covering what's going on with the Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, it's calling attention to itself. People are noticing that the corporate media is trying to convince us this is not important, that only Donald Trump and Russia are important, and they're failing miserably. It's been feeling like stalemate ever since Trump took office, between the deep state against Donald Trump, corporate media against the independent media. I think the stalemate just got broken. I think Donald Trump is going to become more assertive. He's going to start bringing more people into his administration. I really do hope that he does get rid of Jeff Sessions and appoints an attorney general who is not going to be afraid to start prosecuting those Title 18 felony violations, which James Comey admitted on TV Hillary Clinton is guilty of. You don't need a prolonged investigation. The FBI has all the evidence. Just move forward with a prosecution. And the fact that Sessions hasn't done so tells us he's compromised and controlled by the narcocracy. He's got some link to it. The way that Loretta Lynch had been protecting HSBC when it was laundering some of this drug money, gave him a wrist slap in New York. How James Comey himself was on the board of directors of HSBC while all this money laundering was going on. Trump needs to start reaching outside the beltway to people who are not part of this narcocracy and bring them on in and let them do the job of cleaning up that swamp. Because he's never going to clean up that swamp by hiring more of those alligators into his own staff. We're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're getting more information about the Senate shutting down its Russia panel rather abruptly. And apparently the issue was the fact that the head of the fusion company that came up with that crooked Trump dossier was getting ready to testify, and I guess they decided they didn't want to have to go through that embarrassment. So they pulled the plug on it. All right, we're going to take a couple of phone calls here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yes, this morning I checked into a radio show that I used to call back in 2012. And I guess every so often I call in to see how things are going, because he's the guy who brung me. I like to dance with who brung me. And they were talking about GMOs back years ago, and I said what I knew about them. Well, after his station changed hands, in fact, they changed twice during the years, there were new rules imposed. I had to just be kept on the line. And I couldn't, he would just take a message. The producer would just take a message, but I couldn't talk to him anymore. It was too dangerous, you know, these new rules, certain subjects you couldn't talk about and all this. Well, he'd been off for a while, and his substitutes were brutal, horrible people saying terrible things. No callers, of course. I remember once calling the station, he said, welcome, the main guy. He said, welcome to our miserable little show. And then he proceeded to just have like a one-man, it was like a bully pulpit, you know, and there was no callers. This is how it was reduced to with these new rules. Well, after the callers called in and said, how come you taking this stance? You used to always say this. You didn't feel this way. It was never party politics on this station before, you know. Well, he went on a break, and I was thinking, I got to see what happens if he comes back. And I tuned in this morning, and it's like he started praising Trump for the efforts he's trying to make. He was furious that the Obamacare wasn't overthrown, and he got a little panel of people on there since he has this panel every Friday. It's their gang of four. Sometimes it's a gang of five. And they talk about all the news from the week. And I didn't have a chance to listen to the whole thing, but he started changing his tune. Well, afterwards, after this gang of four thing, they're on for about an hour and a half. Afterwards, here came the callers again. And it was so wonderful. You know, just giving people a little window that now he is starting to see that. You're talking here about these...
Okay, Sherry, you got to wrap this up because we're coming to the top of the hour, okay?
Well, yes, I know. This is to confirm that the media needs us. And if they're going to pull away and if they're going to panic and pull away and give us a hard time, they're just going to lose. They are shooting themselves in the foot. And I see signs of if you want to survive, you're going to have to join us. And I'm saying this.
Well, it's not a question of joining or something. If you're a news organization, you're supposed to be reporting the news. But as Mika Brzezinski admitted, that's not their job anymore. Their job is to control what we're thinking. And that's why we see all this green screen nonsense and phony location shots and all the rest of it. All right, Sherry, we're going to let you go. We're going to do station identification. We're going to take one more phone call when we come back, and then we're going to join with the lovely Lady Claire.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.